This week on TNT Talk,
we're going to be talking about America's first big cover-up,
the Salem Witch Trials.
Viewer discretion is advised. Continue at your risk. TNT Talk is not held responsible for any future occurrences with the outside world.
And remember, these are theories, not facts.
Tori was burned to the stake and chilled at the bone.
Okay, to start this off, Taylor, before we started this episode, I told Taylor, I said, yeah, you know, like, all of the, quote, witches in America, none of them were ever burned at the stake how we all think that they were. I said, that was only in, like, European countries. And she was like, well, what is at the stake? And I was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, it's like a wooden stake in the ground. And she was like, well, why is... She was like, oh, why is it that people say that? Okay. She said with so much confidence, well, why is it that people are chilled to the bone? I can't say it.
I said, why do people say that they're chilled to the bone at the stake?
No one has ever said, I'm chilled to the bone at the stake.
I bet you anything. There's no way I just came up with that.
You did. You pulled it straight out of your butt.
No.
Nobody says, she was chilled to the bone at the stake.
I know, I read it.
How are you going to be chilled to the bone while you're being burned at the stake?
It's probably the crucible.
But, oh my god, I forgot about that.
We're literally talking about the
I know, I'm talking about, I forgot that I read it in high school.
Well, we acted it out, so.
You were LARPing again?
If you listened to the mini from last week, Tori tried to say that I was LARPing, and I didn't. It was called interpretive dance.
Okay. Anyways, no one can be chilled to the bone at the stake.
Yes, they can. And with that, we're going to be chilling you at the bone while we bring the steak.
T-bone
steak.
Yeah, we're going to give all of you guys one lucky winner.
T-bone steak. Did you guys know Dollar Tree sells T-bones?
Dollar Tree. Not Dollar General. Dollar Tree. So it's literally $1.
$1 for a T-bone steak? That's where we're eating tonight.
I'm about to go grocery shopping there. But anyways, we're going to be talking about the Salem Witch Trials.
All right, y'all.
The infamous.
Tori thought infamous was infamous. Thank you, chilled to the bone at the stake. So anyways, so if you live under a rock and you're like, what's the Salem Witch Trial? Nobody's asking that. But just so we can say for maybe the one person that might.
Be like, what exactly are the Salem Witch Trials?
It was prosecutions and hearings of people accused of witchcraft in Massachusetts between February 1692. Sorry, dyslexic. Not really. February 1692 and May 1693. So, like a year and 3 months of people literally getting murdered because the little girls were like, you're a witch! And everybody's like, only, okay, kill them.
This was happening primarily in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah. It did happen in other places, though, which we'll talk about later. But, yeah, the one, like, that...
The main area.
That chilled us all to the stake.
It chilled us to the bone while we were standing at the stake.
Me and Tori were actually there.
Eating steak.
We're vampires. So, more than 200 people were accused, and 30 were found guilty. 19 of them were executed by hanging. 14 women and 5 men.
I also heard that, you know how, like, a lot of them were, like, accused and a lot of people were just thrown in jail off of, like, hearsay? Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot of those people, too, which you might remember this because it was either talked about in The Crucible or it was talked about in the TV show that I used to watch about Salem. But regardless, any of the people that were thrown in the jail, a lot of them ended up dying from the conditions of the jail.
Yeah,
because
I think
was
I did
so
hear that.
Dirty. And, like, they'd just, like, poop on the floor and, like, go to sleep right there.
Tori, you're going to get haunted. No Maybe. Disrespect toward anybody
chilled to the bone.
No disrespect toward anybody chilled to the bone right now about Salem. We're going to get killed. One other man, Giles Corey, was pressed to death for refusing to plead, and at least 5 people died in the... Wait, what?
Yeah, you... That's what... five people died in the jails. At least. And there's probably more that weren't documented.
And Giles Corey was pressed to death. So instead of going to jail, he got pressed to death with rocks.
Which means, he was laid up on like a wooden platform and they just kept putting ginormous stones on top of him and adding weight till he was crushed to death.
Yeah, and his last words were, add more weight.
What a...
icon.
Yeah, that word. How BA of him. You know? I didn't say anything inappropriate.
Anyways, so where did Salem witch trials come from?
Definitely not Salem, Massachusetts.
No, the trials didn't happen there, actually. Okay, just kidding. So, in Salem, Massachusetts, yes, it did happen. In January 1692, the daughter and the niece of Reverend Samuel Paris of Salem Village both became, quote, ill, and they stated that they were seeing things, paranormal things to be exact. William Griggs, the village doctor, was called in, and they failed to improve. So nothing was happening in the right way. The doctor came in.
Weren't the girls like seizing and stuff too?
Yeah, they were like throwing them. We'll talk about in a minute. They had like fits and freaked out and.
Oh my god! I just remembered. What did we watch? Was there a movie called The Crucible too?
Yeah, there's a movie.
Okay, because I just flashback to I remember like the court scenes. Yeah. When the girls like.
I think there's reenactments and stuff.
Yeah.
But like the book, I remember the book so vividly, but the doctor's diagnosis of bewitchment after the girls claimed to be possessed by the devil, it put into motion the events where many people were murdered and accused of being involved in witchcraft. So these girls were like, we're sick. Oh, I love the devil. I was with the devil. I'm possessed by the devil.
Yeah. They were like, we were in the woods with the devil.
And everybody's like, what happened? How did they know the devil? And then Tituba, an enslaved South American woman, confessed to being the devil's agent.
She worked for that family, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She
Tituba, she was like their home like keeper or something like that.
Yeah.
She took care of the girls and everything, I think.
She worked for that family. And she said that she was the devil's agent.
What?
I think the girls definitely put her up to it because they were like, oh my gosh, what have we gotten ourselves into? Tituba, can you save us? And Tituba, I guess being a noble servant, was like, I did that and I put spells on them. That's what she said. And then the girls began using this to their advantage and began accusing people in the towns of being witches along with family rivals, which in turn caused over 100 people to go to jail and others to be publicly hanged.
All because these two little girls.
Now, when it says, like, family rivals, it's, like, probably people, like, think about it this way. Like, if you lived in this town and these two little girls, like, they had all this power to say if that person's a witch. Yeah. And, people were probably terrified of them. So, like, every single thing that those two girls asked them to do, they had to do it. And if they didn't, like, if they stood up for themselves, I'm sure they were like, I saw them with the devil!
Because their dad would be like, well, I run the town and I got the money. Hang them.
Yep. So, that is basically a very brief outline of Salem witch trials and, like, how it began, what was going on. Salem, Massachusetts, at the time of all these accusations, the citizens of Salem had been going through a lot. There was a strong belief that the devil and his power, there was just a strong belief in that at the time. And along
it was the, what is it? Oh, my God, what is the word? It was the time of, not pilgrims. No, what is the word?
What?
You know what I'm talking about? The religion, like Quaker type people.
What?
It starts with a P. That's what they were, and they were extremely like weird about that kind of stuff.
Puritans.
Yes, it was the Puritan era.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, I can't believe I actually got that. But yeah, there was a strong belief in the devil, and they were terrified of the devil. So there was a lot of rivalry with the Salem town versus Salem village. I don't know what was going on, but they hated each other.
Yeah,
and
they did.
So that also had to do with their emotions at the time. And a recent smallpox epidemic and the threat of attack from the warring tribes created a fertile ground for fear and suspicion at the time as well. So the people of Salem were going through a lot, and then these two girls are like, the witches! And so they're all like...
Everyone's just pointing fingers and screaming.
Yeah, everybody's like having a really hard time. A really hard time. So, the prisons were then filled with more than 150 men and women from towns surrounding Salem, and their names had been cried out by tormented young girls as the cause of their pain and despair in life.
That's ridiculous.
So thank you to those little two girls for basically destroying a town for about a year.
Yeah. Just so, never mind.
What were you going to say?
Because most likely they were doing it just so they can get attention. There probably was some weird sketchy stuff going on, but it probably was not, it was probably not what it, like, was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, no, we'll get into that in a minute, but I don't think it was actual, I don't think that everybody was a witch.
I don't either.
But no. I do think there might have been some witchcraft.
Yeah.
Okay, so some disturbing facts. During the trials, there were many odd tests conducted to see if somebody was a witch or not. For example, in many cases, someone would be accused, and they would have to put their finger and tie it to the opposite toe and then lower their body into water. And if the person floats, then they're a witch. And if not, then they sank. But either way, you died. Because you either sink and die, or you float, yeah, and then they rip you out of there.
Regardless, everybody floats. I also read, don't know how true this is, but I read that they made you do that naked.
Really?
I think. Yeah, I think that they made you, I'm not 100% sure on that, but there was like they'd make you get naked and go in the water, and if you floated, you died, or da-da-da-da. Like, if you drowned, you die.
Who decided that that was a good test? They're like, you know how we found out if they're a witch? Tell them to tie their fingers to the toes and put them in the water. They float, they're a witch. That makes no sense. Like, who came up with that? There's no logical explanation.
No idea.
None. So, people that were accused were also asked to make a cake out of rye flour and their pee. And what? Then they would have to feed it to a dog. And if he began showing the same symptoms as the girls, then that person was a witch.
Once again, who just decided, hey, let's get some rye flour in your pee, mix it up, make a cake, and if this dog, this random dog eats it and shows that he's sick from it, you're a witch. The dog is eating your pee.
Yep. And why a dog, you may ask? At the time, people believed that dogs had a close association to the devil.
Which is funny because everyone nowadays more think that cats do. Like, yeah, black cats and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Which they don't, because we love cats. So, another test that was made to tell if somebody was a witch was that if a afflicted person was throwing a fit and the supposed witch touched them, they would stop. If they did not stop, they were not a witch. So, here's the thing. If you point a finger at somebody and say, you're a witch, and then they start seizing out, they're like, oh, go touch them. And if you touch them and they stop, you're a witch. They can control if they stop or not, if this is all fake.
Yeah.
So, like, if they want you to die...
Jeez, this is just a he said, she said, let's kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seemed like somebody was bored.
They also would murder animals if somebody accused them of bewitching them as well. Which is very, very, very upsetting.
That is sad.
A successful farmer in town was accused of witchcraft and ended up being pressed to death as well. And they put him on his back with a plank of wood on top of him. Oh, this is the same guy. Okay, so me and Tori, when we put our notes together, it, like, sometimes, like, we'll say the same thing.
We duplicated the same thing.
Yeah, so the guy that we were talking about, Giles Corey, he was a farmer in town, and he was pressed to death, like we talked about, with heavy rocks and more wood. And, of course, remember, he said more weight. So, extra stuff. The Salem Witch Trials were not the only trials that happened in this way. That's what me and Tori were talking about earlier.
Yeah, like I said, how in Europe, and I know in Europe for a fact, and possibly South America is where they were burned. Now in America, I don't know why there was a difference in, like, you know, in America.
I don't think there was. I think America might have covered that one up.
What do you mean? Well, in America, they were, like, hung, like, at the gallows.
I'm wondering if they did both, though. That's what I'm saying.
They could have, but the thing is, like, if they're going to show that they hung them, why wouldn't they also say that they burned them? There's, like, no proof of any of that anywhere.
Maybe they thought it was more inhumane, I don't know.
But in Europe, that's what they did, I guess, to burn them, which to me...
To be chilled at the bone.
Shut up. To me, like, if you actually think there's a witch, that seems more of a witch, like, a more way to kill a witch.
To burn them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds terrible, but, and they were also, like, in, this also happened in South America. I don't know how they killed them there.
The trials were happening in Europe and South America and in Massachusetts, and I'm sure other places as well, but didn't get the recognition that,
like... They weren't as big as, like, because, like, Salem had so many deaths, so many accusations. Like, that's, like, the origin.
Yeah.
So So I know there was other places that it probably happened.
So some theorists believe that most of the people behind the Salem trials were actually witches due to the fact that witchcraft is very popular today. And many companies such as Disney advertise it greatly. So some people think, this is where the conspiracy part comes in. Some people think that it wasn't just mass hysteria. It was actual witchcraft that was going on. And some people think that the witches at the time are ancestors of certain companies that exist today that capitalize on witchcraft and make it look like it's not what it is.
Like Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. Like, well, with, like, Walt Disney. And, like, he's like, oh, magic. Like, when we talk about magic, nobody thinks about, like, freaking witches and, like, in the bad way.
And, like, doing, like, stuff. Like, well, because that's the thing is, like, you know how, like, when it goes, I'm not a witch. But, I mean, there's, like, different levels to it. There's, like, dark magic. There's, like, good magic, like, witchcraft, like, different stuff you can do. I don't do any of it.
I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable on any of that.
But all I know is that, like, there are some of the witches that will summon the devil.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, we talk about magic all the time. Nobody thinks about witchcraft. That's what the conspiracy theorists are saying. Like, they're like, well, the witches or whatever, like, at the time, our ancestors to, somebody said that they think somebody's an ancestor to Walt Disney.
That's kind of far-fetched.
It could be. But they say, like, oh, because Walt Disney talks about magic so much, which, I mean, he does. Or he did. He's dead.
He's frozen, and they're unfreezing him soon. They're thawing him out
soon. Catch
us
next week.
Like, his full body is being thawed out soon, and they're going to try to bring him back.
Okay, maybe we should do an episode on it.
Yeah, I forgot that I saw something about that either.
But people say, because, I mean, we've talked about how sickening Walt Disney is anyway. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if he did come from a line of, like, dark magic.
Yeah.
But that's, some people think that because he was so involved on, oh, magic is everywhere. We love magic.
Magic
da, da,
is
da,
yay.
Da.
Let's have magic powers.
We love magic. Yay. Like, you know? And it's weird because it's, like, kid stuff.
Yeah.
So in 1957, the state officially apologized for the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, and that just puts it in perspective. It happened in the 1600s. The state of Massachusetts, which I have a speech impediment when I say that, they didn't apologize for this happening until 1957. It took them that long. That's insane.
Jeez.
That's
like 300 years, because it started in 1692. So almost 300 years.
And then they were finally like, you know, we should probably recognize all these people that died and what happened.
And I wonder if that's because people made a fuss about it. Like, hey, you never talked about this.
Well, probably, because I think that a lot of the stuff that happened, also it was the 1600s, they didn't document stuff the way that they do now. Yeah. But a lot of it was just completely erased.
It definitely was. That's why when we said in the introduction, when we said America's first big cover-up, because it is. We don't know everything that happened.
No. That's why, like, when it says, like, people in the jails died, we don't even know an exact number.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people's names, like, I don't even think you know everybody's names.
We don't know the conditions. And, like,
a lot of them, like, because, you know, in Salem, they have, like, a museum and, like, a huge memorial thing. A lot of them are in just unmarked graves. Like, their graves are there, but they don't have names on their tombstones because they don't know.
That and, I mean, like, tombstones that old usually don't have names on them anyway because of the way, like...
But I don't even... They didn't even, like, make a lot of, like, recognition.
You're saying,
stuff
like, document, to... like, who died and stuff like that the way they would today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why, like it that's why we're saying it would be easy to cover up certain things that could have happened.
Yeah, like if they were burned. Because, I mean, it could have happened.
Because let's look at it this way. With history in America, we definitely do not know the full story of any historical, like, event ever with America, especially because America does like to taint that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we get it from a history book that's been edited time and time again.
And rewritten, and, of course, is trying to make sure that America doesn't sound as bad as it could have been, maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, we have no idea, like, how bad certain events were, because I'm sure Salem was worse than the way that they're leading on.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was more to do with it.
I mean, that's kind of like living, like, where we live, like, small town, you know, like, not that many people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the likelihood of you being pointed at and being called a witch is very high.
Yeah.
Like, every day, those people are probably, like, freaking crapping their pants, scared that something's gonna happen, and the little girls are gonna come point fingers to them and be like, she's a witch. And then you're like, okay, I've either got to figure out some way to prove this or I'm about to die.
Right. Yeah. And then in 1992, 300 years after the trials, a memorial was constructed in Salem. So that was 300 years after.
Okay, yeah, so that's when that, yeah, that's what I was saying, is that they didn't, like, make the memorial stuff until...
They didn't apologize, and then 40 years later, then they finally did the memorial.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
This season, we're partnering with merch companies to bring you guys specially made TNT Talk items.
Honey Flower Company is a handmade jewelry shop ran by one of our friends and supporters, Jessica Still.
Another company we're partnering with is Bodyguard Designs. This company specializes in graphic t-shirt design and is ran by another listener and friend of ours, Kelly Steele.
Both of these companies will be providing merch to our listeners very soon, so be on the lookout and stay tuned for more TNT Talk.
So now that we covered all of that stuff, we're going to talk about a couple of the theories that there is, besides it obviously being... You know, what we already said of it, like, being, like, a big cover-up and all that. So
like, the reason that it happened.
Yeah. So, the first theory, this was given by a Harvard PhD student. Her name's Emily Oster. This theory... Wow. Dyslexic. Every time I speak. This theory states the trials were caused due to, quote, like, the Little Ice Age.
When I read that earlier, when I was going over these notes... I thought about the Ice Age, the movie.
I did too.
Like with Shin the Shark. Sorry.
You're fine. Emily, like for this, she showed that as the climate varied from year to year during this cold period, lower temperatures correlated with the higher numbers of witchcraft like accusations, which is kind of strange. I can never talk when I'm trying to read.
I know, that's why I always read it and then I let you comment, because I don't want you to get frustrated. I
cannot read good.
You can read fine.
I don't have education, guys. I didn't pass pre-K. I'm kidding.
No, she's what you think people don't know that you're kidding?
Some people don't pass pre-K.
Tori.
Some kids get held back.
In pre-K?
Yeah, some parents will make
kindergarten,
their kids...
Kindergarten, yeah.
No, pre-K too. Some parents will make their kids do it again if they didn't figure out their colors.
Tori never passed pre-K is what she's trying to say. She's still in pre-K?
Currently. Like, I'm starting tomorrow.
Okay, so what Tori was saying, so the climate varied from year to year, and the lower temperatures and the high numbers of witchcraft both correlated together. So, like, the colder the temperatures, the more witchcraft accusations there were.
Which does not mean that it was getting colder and there was just, like...
Everybody's like, ooh, I'm chilled to the bone.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, chilled to the bone at the stake.
No.
They were for real chilled to the bone at the stake.
Go home. You are home.
I am home. Shh, don't tell them our location. Anyways,
it doesn't mean that just because it was getting colder that there was kids being like, there's witches everywhere. It means that...
They were like, Santa!
It means that, like, she thinks, the girl from Harvard, she thinks that with the temperatures getting colder and there being more, like, there was more witchcraft going on, thinking that the witches were controlling the weather, basically.
She said, that, like, her exact quote was, the correlation may not be surprising. Popes and scholars clearly believed that witches were capable of controlling the weather and therefore crippling food production. So everybody was hungry.
Yeah.
Everybody was going through it. It was cold. Everybody's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm scared of the devil. Oh, you're a witch?
There's no crops.
No turnips.
We're chilled to the bone.
You're a witch. I'm chilled to the bone. You're chilled to the bone. You must be a witch. You're not chilled to the bone. You're the witch. So that, like, she was saying there was a correlation. It's not just like, oh, it's freezing. Everybody's a witch. Like,
yeah. Like, that's why it's kind of confusing when it just says Little Ice Age.
The trials fell within the most extreme cold spell from the Little Ice Age, which was 1680 to 1730. That was when it was the coldest. One of the chilliest segments.
Shut.
Because
you're
they were
done.
Chilled to the bone.
You know that TikTok when I was like, you're done. That's you right now. You're done.
They were chilled.
Get out.
You guys didn't hear me, but I said to the bone. Anyways, so the weather patterns continued to trigger witchcraft accusations in many parts of Africa where witch killings persisted as well. So witch killings were happening. Everybody was terrified of the devil.
In the 1600s.
Like, I'm still scared of the devil, but like...
he ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah, stomp on his head.
You never went down to Georgia.
That's our favorite song right now. All right, anyways.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, yeah. So, according to a 2003 analysis.
Sorry.
You did not read that. According to a 2003 analysis, extreme rainfall, either too much or too little, coincides with a significant increase in the numbers of witch killings in Tanzania.
And it's a place in Africa. Tanzania. I think it's Tanzania. But yeah, so like there's extreme rainfall over here and everybody's like, the witches are making it flood. And then there's freezing temperatures over here and they're like, they're chilling us to the bone.
Maybe it's just global warming, like way back when.
That's not warming.
Well, like global
That's issues. Global chilling to the bone.
No, because like, you know. Shut
up. That's global freezing.
I'm done.
The victims at the time, they were typically the oldest woman in the household, and she was killed by her own family.
Her husband's like, sorry about it, boo. Chop, yes. Chop. That's insane.
It's seriously so sad.
I mean, okay, that theory's kind of like,
I don't know about that one.
No.
But that is theory
like,
number
witches,
one.
Witches could probably control the weather.
No, they definitely can.
Do I think
Bonnie on the Vampire Diaries? Yeah.
Do I think that's what's going on right there?
Possibly. It could have, but I don't think that's the reason why it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It probably did. Yeah. That whole little Ice Age, Sid Sloth thing. That whole thing.
Yeah, because Sid was there. He was like,
Yippee-shee.
Okay, so theory number two. This theory has been suggested by Linda Corporal. She's a behavioral scientist. So she's coming in with the education.
She's
so was the Harvard
degree.
Student. Linda thinks that the conditions of the young girls who began the accusations in Salem, it may have been caused by a fungus called ergot, which is like a type of, it's a fungus plant, like, and she thinks that they might have like ingested it.
They ate it. They were like, ergot.
Cause like if they were in the woods, I'm assuming that if she did the research on this, that type of fungus must have been found in Salem around that time, the 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
And if the girls had been out in the woods with Tituba, like they had been saying, they could have ate this fungus because it causes things that were the same as their sickness symptoms, which was
like hallucinations.
Yes, and irregular body movements and hallucinations, muscle contractions, vertigo, crawling and tingling sensations.
Crawling makes me think about The Exorcist.
No,
that's
like,
enough.
No, not them crawling around. Like sensations of like their skin feeling like something's crawling on
them.
Oh,
I thought you were saying they like that they would like uncontrollably start crawling.
No, good God.
We are gonna get fired.
But that's the only like the girls didn't show any other signs of this illness. Like they showed the muscle contractions and like irregular body movements because I know that they would like quote
well what are the
out.
Other signs do you know
they I think they had like cold and flu symptoms along with it like they I don't know how they check for
they'd be like
back
real
then,
sick
but
they
like
probably did like a rock
they like threw up stuff
that's good.
The third theory which okay well before we go to the third theory the fungus thing could show why the girls were doing that but also then again it would lead to nothing else. It could show, like, oh, they got sick from eating this fungus, but it leads to nothing else.
And the thing is, like, even if they did eat that fungus, why did it last a year? It's not like the fungus sat in their stomachs for a year.
Maybe they kept eating it.
No!
Maybe they, like, went out
like,
in the woods.
Ergot!
Maybe Tituba fed them a bunch of it.
Tituba died.
No, she got out of it.
I thought she...
She admitted, and then she went to jail for a long time, and then she was released. Surprisingly.
I wonder if they lied about that.
I don't know. But theory number three is mass hysteria, which
this
refers
is the
to,
one that everybody talks about. This is the one where everybody's like, this is definitely what happened.
Yeah. Everybody in college is like, it's mass hysteria. But that refers to, quote, a conditioning effect, a group of persons characterized by excitement or anxiety, irrational behavior or beliefs, or inexplicable symptoms of illness.
So basically, when a bunch of people all agree to be, freaking out at the same time.
Yeah. Because, like I said, he said, she said type of thing. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh! Yeah. I can't believe you're a witch.
I can't believe you're chilled to the bone right now.
Get out.
Anyways.
You're done.
So,
You want to keep going? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's interesting to note is that Salem witch trials are widely used as an explanation with this term, like mass hysteria. Like if you look up the definition, a lot of times it'll be like, one example of mass hysteria is the Salem witch trials. Like that's like what they've done.
That's like yeah, that's like the world's conclusion of the Salem witch trials. So like
because they don't have another explanation.
When you look at a college seminar, like, and somebody's like, all right, in mass hysteria, if you're not familiar with the term mass hysteria, think about Salem the Salem witch trials.
Yeah,
and like people like immediately just dismiss it as mass hysteria. But hey, open your mind to a new
dimension. A lot of conditions could have led to this situation, though. What we were talking about earlier when I couldn't think of the word Puritans, and I said...
She said, not pilgrims.
And not Quakers, but Puritans. But the most extreme Puritan beliefs and fears against paganism, which is, like, you know, like, witchcraft stuff, and, like, the devil were in those times. Like,
so everybody,
it was like,
yeah, so
they were, like,
scared.
Extreme... They weren't even... They were Puritans. I mean, like, it was, like, it's, like, a form of Christianity, but they were, like... I don't know. They're like next level. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, because, I mean, I'm wondering if like something happened spiritually, like in that era of time where everybody is like, holy crap, we need to be in prayer every second of the day because the devil's going to
Because they were terrified of paganism. And then they were all like,
it must have become a really big thing at the time, paganism and witchcraft. And so everybody's like, oh my God, the devil is going to come here.
And that's why mass hysteria happened.
Yeah.
In 1641, the Puritan Legal Code established a list of crimes. Witchcraft was one of them, along with the more rational and serious crimes like murder. So they like listed those like pretty much to be equal.
So they said it was a crime to do witchcraft.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And now that I think about it, people do witchcraft every day. And it's not a crime.
And on TikTok.
Yeah, they're like, today I have a reading for you. Oh, I'm feeling something crazy.
I get so pissed off with that kind of stuff. Because even like real witches, because I know some of them are not. I don't know any guys, if you're a witch, I don't know anything about it. But anyways, like some people on TikTok, like they'll be like,
this reading is definitely for you.
If you see this one out of three, and then it shows me like a tarot card and it's like
this nine of
this
swords.
This guy that you're
something.
With right now is for you. Here's the secret. I'm not with anybody. So I don't know what you're saying.
Taylor wanna let you guys know she's available.
Yeah, because last week Tori said, Zila is a pathological liar and she's taken.
No, she's not. She's single.
And Tori's pathological liar.
No, I'm not.
That. She's a sociopath. Anyways.
On
to a brighter note. Oh, not really. Actually, on to
a Death Note. Theory number four. This theory stems from the claim of an actual person present during the time of the trials, Robert Claft. He was accused. He was like a reverend, and he was accused of exploiting the trials for
sociopolitical
gains in Salem, which would also make sense. Like he was the town's reverend, and like he's accused of exploiting the trials for.
For political gain.
People be like, we love him.
We love him. He needs to stay our reverend forever.
Yes. He hates witches. Oh, yay.
So that must have been the thing of, like, back then, he must have had, like, a falling out or something, and he didn't think people liked him, and he was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
this is my moment.
This is my moment to shine. Yeah. We need to keep this going. I will pray over them. We'll pretend like something's going on.
We're
going to
get rid of these witches. You guys don't worry. Just vote for me. Nothing will go wrong.
Vote for me, and you will see.
If you look at the pattern of how everything started right at Paris's home, the claim that Tituba was forced to confess also fits here. Paris could have skillfully created and used this fear to seize back his power in the town.
Well, if that doesn't tell you about men of America.
So that would kind of also, that would also work as like those men were trying to gain their power back in town.
Right.
And like, what's a better way to do it than thinking that you are some savior.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And some people still say that what happened in Salem still affects today's world and today's society because many people believe that the mass hysteria that was orchestrated by few with the Salem witch trials is the exact same thing that's going on and that they're people that the people are trying to accomplish with COVID-19. So
that
people
are going to look up mass hysteria in like 20 years. It's going to be like, think of COVID-19.
Yeah, if the conspiracies actually freaking surface on mainstream media. Anyway. But like people, like a lot of, it's really conspiracy theorists that are saying this because everybody else is saying, well, we should be terrified. But, like, people are saying that the mass hysteria that came with Salem witch trials is also coming with COVID-19, which is very true.
Yeah.
It is. Because, I mean, like it, when you have a news station that still is putting the numbers of deaths for COVID-19, that is causing mass hysteria. That is causing all of the shelves to be empty at the grocery stores. When you guys go and say, the cargo ships are stuck in the ocean, and everybody goes to the grocery store and gets everything off, and then we're actually in despair. Then we're actually not able to get things.
Yeah.
That's, like, where the real problem lies. And social media has a lot to do with
this
that.
This could be more of a mass hysteria than Salem, because it's on a bigger scale.
Yeah,
because
Salem, although it was big for that town, was not a big event. That's not... Compared to numbers nowadays, that's not a lot of people that died.
Yeah.
Here...
Which, it's still sad that they died, but...
No, it is, but I'm saying it's not... When they say mass hysteria...
Yeah.
When I think of mass...
I think of all of America.
Yeah, and, you know...
Everyone screaming and freaking out.
So, something that you can learn from the Salem witch trials would be that if you have people in fear, they are easier to control, which is exactly how COVID-19 is being treated as well.
Yeah.
So, like, with Salem, everybody was scared... So that this reverend could control them. And he's like, oh, it's going to be fine. We're going to do all these hearings. We're going to have court. We're going to hang them. It's going to be fine.
With
COVID, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be fine. We're going to push out this vaccine. Everything's going to be fine. As long as everybody takes the vaccine.
But you
should be scared of the people that won't do it.
You should yell at them. You should wear 14 masks. And you should stay in your house. And you should not.
Go trick-or-treating.
And we'll do Christmas.
Mm. Yeah. Anyways. One theorist anonymously wrote that periods of mass fear and hysteria followed by brief periods of calm, only for the fear and hysteria to come back even more than previous waves. Rinse and repeat.
Hmm.
So basically this guy is saying, so like when you have like a big period of mass fear and like everybody's scared and hysteria, and then you have a period of it being calm and everybody's fine.
It's always going to come back.
It comes back. Bigger.
Tenfold.
Which is exactly what people are saying is going to happen with COVID, and then with all that Salem witch trials stuff with the other witch trials.
Well, I mean, it's whatever, like, that person that said that, it is a perfect statement almost, because you think about it, that was 1600s. Think about how many different periods of calmness and then craziness there was, because, I mean, you think back to all the other pandemics that have happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
And not even just pandemics, but wars and all that other stuff. Yeah. So,
the ending of the Salem witch trials, as quickly as it began, it all ended pretty abruptly. The officials seemed to have pretty much come to their senses, and it was banned to talk about or write or accuse any more people of being witches, which is my thing with the whole, it could have been brushed under the rug, because it was banned to talk about these things.
Yeah,
because
they didn't want anybody, like, figuring something out from
somebody
else.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So, would you go to jail if you talked about it? Because I... feel like if it's banned, they would probably try to fine you or send you to jail back
then. I'm sure. I don't know.
It's crazy.
They also destroyed any records of where the Salem witches were hanged, like where it was.
Oh,
many researchers believe that this was the American government's first big cover-up. So, like, where these, like, the, like, location
of the hanging
was erased.
Wow. I know.
And there's like, researchers that are like, we think that this is the area
I've seen some people say that it was, like, in the town square.
Some people will probably do say that. I don't know.
That's crazy, though.
Bottom line is, like, when something like this happens, especially back in the day, it was very easy to cover up. Nowadays, it's not as easy, but, I mean, it's you can still do it with, like, filtering with media and all that stuff. But, yeah, like, back in the day, it was very easy to cover this kind of stuff up. And it was also very easy to make everybody freak out, because you were in small towns and everybody could just go outside and start screaming and everybody would be like, oh, what's happening? Little Joey is a witch.
Kill him!
Exactly. So,
rest in peace to all the people that were killed and the dogs.
Oh, God. And if any other animals like ducks or gooses
or cats,
I meant geese. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast @gmail.com.